Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon this morning is Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8, and I'll read it from the New International Version, which is slightly different to the Good News Bible that you have in front of you. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. The poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. And this is the particular verse I'll focus on, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Let us pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good. What a lovely, warm invitation, full of comfort, encouragement, reassurance. Let those words sink deeply into your minds. Taste and see that the Lord is good. It's meant for people like us, people who face suffering and struggle, trouble and fear and burdens, things that weigh heavily on our hearts and minds day and night. Guilt, an uncertain future. When the good things and the good days we pray for and long for don't come, when we wonder what will become of us, it's good to remember this verse, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes, this invitation is meant for you, it's meant for all of us in all of the situations we are facing, whether good or bad. But how has this invitation been extended to us in our life? That's a question I want to answer today. How has this invitation to taste and see that the Lord is good being extended to us now? With the help of this psalm, it becomes clear that God reaches out to us through other believers. The community of God's people, the church, past and present. I want you to stop and think for a moment and ask yourself if there had never been a Christian, a believer in Christ before me, or before you, if you were called to be the first Christian, the first one to believe that God is good, would you be a Christian? Would you trust that God is good if you had no one to tell you first? Or if you were called to be the only believer in Christ, would you remain a Christian if it was you against the world and what they thought? You'd have to wonder if the answer would be yes. But thankfully, we are not the first and only Christians. That's not the case. God has reached out to us through his community of people, past and present. Some of them we have known in our lifetime. Most of them in ages past we have never known, apart from what we have read or heard in stories. He has reached out to all his people down through the centuries who have shared and lived out their faith. God has reached out to us through those who he inspired to write his word. King David of old was among them. And today, through the opening words of Psalm 34, we have an example of David, the way he speaks, of the way in which God reaches out to us with his love and his mercy and his help when we are in need. In the first place, he does this through the testimony of people, sharing their faith with others. The testimony expresses itself in worship. Today we hear that King David say through the Psalm 34, "I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be on my lips." This is not only his testimony and confession, but also that of all God's people as they gather for worship. Of all, this is the testimony and confession of our fellow believers in this community that we call Pilgrim Lutheran Church, in the wider community of the LCA, and indeed the church visible and invisible. God has used other people and continues to use their testimony, their life of regular and faithful worship, to encourage us to do the same. One of the greatest things we can do to encourage each other is to be present with one another, especially in worship. When we are apart from others in worship, it's easy to fall into old habits, but when we are together, we can encourage each other just by our presence here, that we are not the only one who believes in Jesus, but there is a community around us who not only confesses the faith, but also encourages us to do the same. God has used and continues to use the testimony of others and their faithful worship to encourage us to do the same. Together with the testimony, the confession of worship, God has reached out to us, secondly, through the witness and example of his people, through their holy and godly living. Such living is the way of life for those who fear the Lord. Fearing the Lord is more than feeling awe and respect. Those who fear the Lord trust and obey him, as the well-known song says. The community of God's people are the righteous ones. Not only do they live in and enjoy a right relationship with God, but they say and do and act in a way that is right and good for others. They look to their needs. They care about each other. They serve each other. They help them. They encourage them. And they lift them up. God has reached out to us through the lives of his people whose faith has not been merely talk or words, but loving, godly, caring action in obedience to the will of God. God has reached out to us through the witness of his people, and he continues to do so. But at the heart of all this, God himself has and is continually reaching us, not only through the witness of each other, but through the means of grace, the word and the sacrament. Above all, it is through the word and the sacrament which we receive together that God reaches out to us and extends his invitation to taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see in the sacrament the love, the mercy, and the forgiveness that is in Christ Jesus. Receive what is given for you, for through them, through the means of grace, the Spirit leads us to grow in knowing and receiving and experiencing the goodness of God. Through these means, God, know that God has heard our cry. He has come to our rescue. He has met our deepest need for mercy. But as you respond to the invitation to taste and see that the Lord is good, know also that that invitation is also meant for others. It's not meant to be something that we keep to ourselves. As you hear those words, taste and see that the Lord is good, let them remind you that God would reach out to others through you. Everything about us is to be a warm and winning invitation to others to taste and see the Lord's goodness. The faith and life which God has given to us is not just for our benefit, but for the benefit of those who do not yet know him, or perhaps those who know him and have drifted away. Everything about us is to be a warm and winning invitation for them. Regular and faithful attendance at worship and the sacrament, as well as inviting and encouraging others to join in worship, is a simple and yet important way that we can reach out and invite others to taste and see that the Lord is good. And the more we experience the mercy and the help of God in our lives, the more we will see the privilege and responsibility we have to share that what our experience has been. In daily conversation with each other, we can share what God has done for us in Christ. We can speak of the way God has answered our prayers. We can talk of the way that God has used his angels to protect us. We can share our own faith story of who it was or how it was that we came to believe that Jesus is good, that God is indeed good. We can share our faith story, and we can also confess to others what we believe. The more we experience the mercy and help of God in our lives, the more we will see the privilege and responsibility to teach and to show others what it means to fear the Lord. For this is the only way in which a person can love life and see many good days, as the psalm says. We reach out and help others to experience these blessings as we ourselves fear the Lord. As we heard earlier, fearing the Lord is far more than a feeling of awe and respect. It means trusting and obeying him in everything. It means righteous and godly living. It means not only living in the right relationship with God, but living in the right relationship with each other. It means forgiving each other from the heart, as the gospel said. It means saying and doing what is good for their benefit. It is acting with love and compassion. It's offering help in time of need, encouragement, hope according to the need. And we have to do this personally. And God calls us to do this together as well as his people. He calls us to work together, to act rightly together, because in so many things we can reach out better together. Hear then today the gracious invitation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Receive and respond to this invitation again and again, so that in turn you can share it with those who need to hear it. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen.